morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything going?
Well, I thought we had melted off enough snow that I could get the inflatables off my yard from Christmas, but no.
No. It's definitely hanging on for too long. I will tell you, though, later in the show when we get to the pick three, we did enough melted that we snuck out and got some listings in there. So
good.
So we were able to. There will be some new pick threes, which we always like. But yeah, that weather and the snow holding on, I mean, it is definitely made for an inventory crisis in Tri-Cities. On a local front, we're now in like DEFCON level 5 because we're below 500 active listings. We were floating earlier this week when I checked a few days ago around 480. And I mean, that's just that's crazy. When you think about it, there's, you know, there's 650 real estate agents out there. So when they woke up this morning, 200 of them were just out of business because there's not even enough listings for each of them to sell. So when you look at that and that situation, yeah, we need all the white stuff to go away and a bunch of new signs to pop up in the ground, which will happen. We're just, you know, we're letting Mother Nature run its course here. If I knew when she was going to break free, I'd probably be betting on that instead of working. So that's what we're dealing with in the local front. We always kind of, first of all, we always want to say hi to, we have our in-house lending specialist, Mike Denslow with Home Street, in the studio. Mike, how have things been on your front?
Oh, they've been great. This year, we don't have the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, but we have an interesting one coming up. So that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, you're absolutely getting ready for that. And a little sneak peek, too, if you look hard enough during the commercials there, you might actually see Kenmore team in there. We might have been able to sneak in this year.
Did you do like a funny ad?
Well, I don't know if it's funny, but we have ran it before, and we're in there with one of our national endorsers. So yeah, McKay, look for us. Barbara Corcoran from the Shark Tank is there, and we might have even looked hard enough. Now, Mike, you have a little charity. We talked a little bit about it last week. Actually, it's not little anymore. It's getting very big. Love the Try. And I think if you look hard enough, you might even see Love the Try make an appearance on a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty amazing. I've leaked that out a little bit. I'm going to put it on the website for everyone to keep an eye out for it, but that's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. So we're going to have fun with that, even though the Hawks aren't there. We're still going to have a great time. It's always a fun event to get everybody together and have a good time.
Green Bay's not there either.
So McKay's in the same boat with us. He's just going to have to sit back and enjoy the game and the commercials. So there you go. We do always like to start off with kind of a different, unique house or crazy celebrity real estate story. And this one kind of going the opposite direction. A lot of times you'll see houses or residences that have been turned into office spaces or in areas that are growing, converted. But this was going the opposite way. Realtor.com released a list of homes that are now currently residences, but have previously been bars. So, if you have a propensity to drink too much, I'm not sure if this is the best idea, but some of these houses that have previously been bars were really, really cool. There was one in Wisconsin on the market for $499,000, and it actually is a 9-bedroom colonial built in 1878, and it was actually the former site of a bar. And so they went ahead and had converted it back to the house. And then you get into some ones that are, they're a little bit interesting, as you can imagine. There was one in Salem, Massachusetts, 439, and this was they turned it into a two-bedroom condo, and it dated back to originally 1817, where it was called the Bancroft Tavern. So really interesting to see some industrial properties or commercial properties that were bars converted to actual residences.
Well, so, at least you know you'd get home safe.
Yes, you would definitely get home safe.
Can you make it up the stairs?
Very, very interesting. If you go to Realtor.com and check out Unique Homes, that was one of the featured stories that was on there last week. And absolutely, it's kind of fun to look through there. So I was kind of going through the list of bars in town that I would want to live in. And Mike, unfortunately, I stopped because I didn't find one that I thought would work really well.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that for sure. One of the things Mike and I like to do is we're always kind of looking around at the trends and what's happening in the local market and then bringing that topic to the real estate show. So one of the things that has been happening, and we've had a lot of calls about the last 5 or 6 months, is when you get into a market that has lower inventory and people are not able to find exactly what they're looking for, one of two things happens. They either decide to renovate their current property or look at the option of building new construction. And I went through the files and we talked about the show for this week, in the last 2 weeks, we had three conversations and examples of each of those where people were struggling to find the right house. In fact, one couple had already found a lot and bought a lot, but then they were looking and just trying to figure that out. And they said, okay, now we're ready to build, but we need help with that construction process. We're a little bit overwhelmed. Can you help us sort through the builders and how that construction process works? And so that's really, really popular right now in a market where you have fewer homes available than we've seen in probably 9-10 years when you look at per capita and adjust the rates. So the next thing that we have happen is people just say, they look around and we look and they're like, hey, I'm not going to move now, but to wait it out, there's a couple renovation projects that I want to do to increase the value of my home and then also to utilize. And so those are two different things we really look at. And there's some national studies that we look at each year, and we can go over some of those numbers. But from a more simplistic viewpoint, a lot of times people will ask, hey, Lance, is this going to increase the value of my home? And so I was just going to go through that process a little bit about how I decide on our end what that looks like on a local level, because we can look at some of these national statistics and these renovation surveys, but a lot of times they don't project exactly what's happening in our local market in Tri-City. So one of the big ones we see happen is, you know, for instance, people will be in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house, and they'll have one kid, and that works out great. And then they have a second kid, and then the first one's a little bit older. And all of a sudden, that second bathroom is looking like a really, really attractive option if they can find a place to put it or maybe adjoin it to one of the other bedrooms to make a true master. So that's a big one that we run across, and people are like, well, how do you do that? Well, in a perfect world, so say, for instance, and this happens a lot, Richland's a great example. You'll see a lot of the older prefabs or some of the older ranch houses in Richland that were 3-bedroom, 1-bath. And so we'll go out and we'll have comps. And when we're looking at comps on what the price of that house is, it's very easy to find 3 or 4 other 1-bathroom houses that have sold in the last 3 or 4 months. Then what I'll do is I'll look at the additional square footage you're going to add, or if you're going to fit it on the existing footprint. It's really easy in that situation because there's also a lot of remodeled 3-bedroom, 2-baths in the same area. And so it's really easy for me to pull that up and say, okay, here's 3 1-baths that have sold, and then here's 3 2-baths that have sold. And a lot of times it's amazing, as simplistic as that is, the data will come up, say the 1-bathrooms are topping out, they've all sold for 165. And then you change that search criteria to two bathroom, and then you'll see like that immediately jump to, say, just for round number's sake, 185 or 180. So then you look at it and say, okay, it looks like that on a resale standpoint, when we have two bathrooms, we're seeing right now in the market that those homes are getting $15,000 to $18,000 more for the bathroom. So then it just comes down to a function of what can you get that bathroom installed for? And so for a little preview, it's interesting because bathrooms, I know we were just talking about that as an example, but I get the call on that a lot as far as what they return and where they're at. And it's really interesting because bathrooms are pretty far down on the list. A lot of times you'll look and see, and it's really funny to look at the national surveys because the national survey says that a bathroom addition cost is $42,000, which that's a huge number. So I know that not to be the case for Tri-Cities contractors and what we've done in those homes and when we've remodeled homes in the past. But if you do any sort of decent bathroom addition and the fixtures and plumbing, and if there's some changes there, you're going to be in that range, you know, here locally, $15,000 to $18,000, $15,000 to $20,000 if it's really nice. So one of the things you look at there is like, okay, Lance just told me that I'm only going to get $15,000 more for the house. So how long am I going to be here? Now, if I'm going to be here 4 years and get to enjoy that, then, you know, we spread that cost out over the 4 years. I get some personal enjoyment out of it, maybe. But if I'm going to sell in 1 year and I'm going to have to go through a construction project, deal with the mess and do that and only get back $15,000, well, then it might not be one of those improvements that we make. And so a lot of it comes to do with timeline there and what we're looking at. We've talked on the show before, and I know John knows this, that always in the top five of the list is replacing the front door. It's really popular now. More modern homes, more modern doors. They have more windows in those doors, or they'll have, you know, you'll see a construction grade door that had no windows in it. And then you'll see a decorative front door that has two or three windows along the top. It's freshly painted. We use that trick a lot when we're flipping homes. I mean, that's one of the first things we do, because I know what these surveys say and I know what they do. And we'll put a front door on, and it's amazing what it does to the curb appeal. The front door change out actually returns, it's one of the few that returns more than the project cost. So new front door returns on average 110 to 115% of its value. It's funny because 3-4 years ago, I didn't see another door on the list, but has now creeped from like 7 or 8 into the top five. And along that same lines, that is a garage door swap out. You'll see a lot of the just very basic non-insulated construction grade doors. You know, they get bent, they're not tracking as well, they're not working, and they're just not that aesthetically pleasing. You'll replace that garage door, average cost $2,500. You'll look at that and put a decorative garage door on there, and all of a sudden, with that and some paint, you've got a house that has massively, massively increased curb appeal for not a lot of money. So those are one of the things that we really look at. And like I said, you have to look at the local values, because when you look at these surveys, the national values do not always line up with the local construction values and the type of finishes that you want to do. A lot of times it's really easy to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or watch too much HGTV, flip and flop, and you'll see, you know, granite, you know, in the bathrooms, and you'll see subway tile designs. And a lot of times I just have to say to folks, okay, we need to take a time out here. We need to turn the HGTV off. And we need to turn on the Tri-Cities TV and say, what's the competition look like? Let's not over-improve this. Maybe we can do that bathroom, but we can do it with laminate. We can do it with a shower insert and cut your cost and get the exact same return. So the big thing that we look at, and a lot of people are always asking us, so on top of doing these renovations, Lance gives you a value. You know what the resale is going to be. What are our options for getting into potentially some of our equity that we have in the house, maybe looking at renovations? When we come back, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk to Mike Denzel at Home Street. We're going to say, what are things looking like in the renovation loan world? And also, if we decide to build, what's going on with construction loans?
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking a little bit about what's going on in our local market right now. Doing a focus this show on what changes to make to your house, some renovation projects. And then Mike pointed out a great thing to me on the break is a lot of times what happens, you get into these lower inventory markets and then you look at a house that might be a little bit older. It might have the location that you want. It might be the right area, the right neighborhood. But there's some things you want to get done to it. So when you purchase it and you make that offer, how can we go about making a purchase like that and getting some things done? So I'll turn it over to Mike with Home Street. And Mike, catch us up on what's going on in the market.
Well, we have the resident expert, Scott Unger, in our office. He's the renovation specialist, and he's just been doing this for 20-plus years. He knows all the ins and outs, and what I've seen him do, because I've even referred him some of my clients, is they're looking at houses, and they're looking at some of the older homes, and they like some of the characteristics and, yeah, areas for schools and that kind of thing, but they're dated. And they want to do this to it, and they want to do that to it, and they want to do this. And he'll go through that whole process of, well, you can buy with a renovation loan and then get that work done, and then it's all in one.
So gotcha.
It's not a two-step process, and it's, you know, and it helps the, you know, helps the community too.
Right? Yeah, you're increasing the value, the curb appeal, and, yep, and keeping those homes up to date for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So Scott Unger is available at 572-3650. He's the renovation expert. Absolutely. And I'm not just saying that because he is at Home Street with me. He is known throughout the community as the guy to go to for renovation.
Absolutely. And the other thing, Mike, that we were talking about that we're seeing a lot right now is when people can't find what they're looking for, they're going the new construction route. And that's just really popular right now because, like we said, there's less to choose from. We're starting to finally see some additional lots come on board. So people are out there looking, and they're looking at new construction projects, and they're looking at developments. And so when someone comes across a builder like that, and we're looking at putting together a contract for them, what are you going through on your end from the lending side with new construction?
Well, it's very similar to buying a house. It's just not going to happen for a number of months rather than, you know, 30 or 45 days. So what I'm looking at with the clients is talking about locking in the interest rate as early as possible so that they know what that rate's going to be when that home is done. I let them know, like, here's today's rate and here's what it could be. Here's how, once you get under contract, we're going to get you locked. We have a really long-term lock program with a float down. And so if rates are better in the end, great. I call it rate insurance. Like, okay, when we know when this house is going to be done, or ballpark when it's going to be done, we're going to get your rate locked in. So the amount it can go up is capped. And then, hey, in the last 60 days, if it's the same as it is now, or if it's even lower, you can float down to that better interest rate.
Well, you know, that might not be a bad idea because the large amounts of stability we've had in the world right now, I haven't read any articles about anybody being worried about any sort of actions. Have you, McKay?
No. So
right, in times of uncertainty, not knowing where maybe the U.S. economy is going to be, not knowing what changes the Fed might make to rates, not knowing where inflation's at, yeah, you're talking about a program where you can sit down and you can say, okay, you sign that contract, you come out, you see Lance, you see his team out with Titan Homes, you're going to build a new Titan home, and you sit down and you say, okay, we're going to be done in 7 months. And then we come to Mike, and you're figuring out how we can ensure or lock that rate for that construction project.
Absolutely. Peace of mind, so you can say, all right, worst case scenario, here's what your rate's going to be. Here's what that payment's going to be.
Which is good, because the other thing is I've seen people before in those situations be on, let's say, a really close or tight budget. And if that rate goes up too much, they could actually disqualify themselves from the loan later on. And that's heartbreaking when you're going through a watch your home be built for 4 months.
Absolutely. That's why that program has been so successful for us. Last year, this is a crazy number. I've given you a few over the last few weeks, but one out of every five loans we did last year was for new construction.
Absolutely. And that's another sign of the market where you're saying, okay, we don't have the existing inventory, so let's make some inventory. Let's
make more. That's right.
So, okay. Well, that's really, really good information. Now, kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum there, say somebody can't find a house in a development like that where a builder's going to float the money for the project and maybe do a semi-custom or a track type style house. What changes when somebody goes to a full custom? When they come to us and they're like, gosh, I've got this lot and it's out on an acre and I've been holding on to it for a couple of years, but now I want to do a full construction loan, custom design, not standard. How does that work on your end?
Well, we have multiple construction loan products. And so, again, like I've said in previous shows, I like to sit down, go through, interview the clients, seeing what their needs are, and then match them up with a product. But yeah, customs are very doable. It used to be pretty difficult years ago, but now we see a decent amount. I've got a few going right now, and you're absolutely right. Purely custom on my lot and a custom build and my builder, and you marry everything together. And it's a little bit more paperwork because it's a little bit more complex, but very doable.
Awesome, Mike. That's great, great information. If you need to get a hold of Mike, you can always go to kenmoreteam.com. You can shoot us a message. We'll make sure we get that over to him. If you're looking around and considering a purchase anytime in the next year, that's not too soon to be prepared. You could come in, you could find some things on your credit report that might need to be fixed or looked at. You could come in and everything's perfect, you can also get an evaluation of what could be coming and help you make the decision on when to pull the trigger.
Well, the big thing is budget. I mean, most people want to know, like, hey, well, if I want a payment of X, how much do I have to put down? What does it look like if I put 20% down on $300,000? What does it look like if I put $100,000 down on $350,000? All of these different scenarios is typically what I'm doing with clients to make them feel comfortable and give them the peace of mind to go out and, you know, pull the trigger on starting a new construction project.
Great, great information there, Mike. One of the things we always like to do, and I'm going to jump right into it, is our pick three for some properties that are available. And man, we have had some great ones this week. Number one, 1186 Tomich Avenue in Richland. This is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, plus a den and a bonus room in South Richland. And so we don't get these that come up too often in this price point. 2353 square feet, formal living room, bright bay windows, fireplace, kitchen that overlook, has the breakfast bar, lots of counter space, new range oven, dishwasher, and microwave. Absolutely great, entertaining lower level. You've got roomy secondary bedrooms, and then you've got that big 24 by 12 bonus room. Slider off the family room opens up into the patio. And this is in the White Bluffs Elementary School District, which we get a lot of people asking about when they come to us. This was actually a bank foreclosed home. And so when I'm talking about this level of home in South Richland, that price is coming in at $279,900, and it's not in bad shape. It was one of those where they went in, they did the work. I talked about the new appliances. This is a great, great buy to get into South Richland in that area for that price point. So that's 1186 Tomich Avenue. Pick number two in Pasco, 4004 Horizon Court. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath Rambler with a basement. West Pasco, big, big house, 3276 square feet, hand-scraped, engineered hardwood floors, formal living dining room, big kitchen, granite-topped island, great, great large master suite with private bath, dual sink vanity, large shower, jetted tubs, been redone, heated tile floors. Really, really great, great location. You've had a lot of updates done. You've got front loading washer and dryer that they're leaving with the house included. So you've got some of your appliance thrown in. Big deck on the upper level. It's actually got RV parking and extra garage space for storage and a work area. So you're getting 3276 square feet, well-kept West Pasco, and that's coming in at 270. So once again, I really don't expect these to be here on Monday or Tuesday. Now, that's pending, obviously, the polar vortex and how our weather is the rest of the weekend. But these are great, great properties. And then the pick number three, back to Richland, high-end home in Richland, 610 Napa Court. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath, stucco Rambler. It's in Bordeaux Grove. It's almost 2,300 square feet. Absolutely super, super high-end home. Granite counters, stainless steel appliances, tile floors, gas range, French doors, large master suite with basically just spa-like private bath. You're getting a fully stucco-walled backyard, so they've upgraded the fencing. It's not your normal type of fencing. Trust me, the stucco wall is not going to blow down. And it just looks amazing. Matches the house. Cul-de-sac location, and that's coming in at 4099. So there's some inventory back out there. Like I said, McKay, we snuck in. We got like 4 days when we thought we were almost rid of all this garbage at the beginning of the week. And then we definitely, we got hit on Monday night, but we worked a little bit this last weekend and got some good picks, and there's some new inventory coming. We're starting to kind of fill up that listing pipeline. So it's gonna be a big February. There's inventory coming. We're also scheduling some private showings as the sellers are trying to get everything ready to get on the market. So if you've had trouble finding that perfect house, I can tell you by looking at the pipeline of inventory that there's some great new listings coming up. And in fact, earlier this week, two of those we sold before we even had a chance to get out and take the pictures. I just mentioned that in the office we were putting these on the market, and we were able to get some of our buyers on our hot list into those properties. So feel free to get a hold of me. Go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message if you want to be on that list. If you have some specific needs and you've had trouble finding some homes, give us a shot. We'll take a look, see what we've got available and what's coming up. Mike, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you if they have more questions about those construction loans, getting pre-qualified, or renovations?
572-3651 is my office line, or mike.denslow@homestreet.com is the email.
Perfect. And we look forward to talking to everybody next week. We've got some more guests coming in. We enjoyed talking about the Arizona market last week. We had so much fun. Mm-hmm. We've got some guests scheduled for next week. So we'll be right back here next week
on News Talk 870.